This conference is being recorded.
Welcome. This is the teleseminar called Follow Your Dreams. And in this program, what I'm going to be talking about is how to discover what you really want and make it happen. And this is really part one, and I'm going to focus a lot more on how to discover what you really want and secondarily, how to make it happen, because we're going to do a second part in this program that is all about setting goals and helping yourself move in the direction you need by working with your mind and your emotions, not only the action steps, but helping yourself to feel motivated. And, of course, I am Leah Kraft-Christain, and this program is brought to you by Success Star Institute for Women. And this is one of many in a series of programs designed to help you live your life better and to put a boost under you, to give you the wind beneath your wings. We all need it. And frankly, as our lives change and as different things happen in our lives and as we gain experience, we have changes that happen to us and in our lives that we have to address and to meet with. And so all of this information is useful multiple times in our lives. They are timeless. And all of the information on these seminar programs is timeless because it addresses the issues that we revisit and we will use in many different ways. We will take the same words and apply these words in probably 25 to 100 different ways and different times when these words come back to us. So I highly recommend that you listen to this program again and again at different times. And maybe you'll want to revisit this program immediately after hearing it the first time because there's so much great information here. So first of all, let's talk about following your dreams. I know and I believe and I absolutely have a rock solid understanding that every single one of us are here for a purpose. That's a given. And it is multiple purposes, frankly. I understand clearly, and I'm sure at a very gut level you know this, and you've had this come back to you many times, that everything you have ever done is going to contribute to the next step you need to be taking along the way. That what life has intended for you is not just one thing. It's a series of things that each require an additional layer of experience, an additional layer of understanding. And to get to a certain point, you probably will need to have many different layers of understanding. And each layer contributes a part to your personality, to your confidence, to your ability to stand up for what you know works and is right. And so for every one of us, we're following a different pathway. And no one other than you can really tell you what's right for you. Bottom line is you are a unique person with special, unique talents and abilities and a special, unique pathway to follow. Of course, everybody along your way might be part and parcel of what you need to hear because some things you hear might awaken you to directions you could go in that you hadn't thought of. And you can take that into consideration, but it doesn't mean you have to follow anybody's particular point of view. So to keep that in mind, that the reason you're here on this planet truly is not to heal yourself, but to be here for joy, to be here for seeing how far you can go, and to be here for seeing just how far and how much joy you can create in your life. So that's what you're doing here. That's your higher path. And as you follow your higher path, not just the path that says, how do I make money, but the higher path that says, what am I really called to do? What do I really feel a stirring in my gut of passion and of interest to do? And as you follow that path, you will be filled with increasing joy and increasing abundance and increasing well-being. And as part of that, as we know that we attract what we are, as you increasingly are filled with those feelings of joy and abundance, a feeling of well-being, you will, by right, just by simple law of the way things work, attract more money to you, more abundance to you, more easily. And that's really the flow of how this is supposed to work. So what I'd like you to do is to look at the handout that comes with this program that's called Follow Your Dreams, and look at question number one. And the first question says, what dreams you've had for your life are any of the following categories? And I'd like you to think about what might have fallen into these categories. Are any of the dreams for your life on hold right now or delayed? And it might feel that way interchangeably for you right now. And what I'd like you to do, I don't want to have long pauses here because later you can listen to this program and put it on pause and answer these questions. So right now, just jot whatever comes into your mind, what might be on hold, what might be delayed. And next, a question these two questions I really don't like to ask. The question is, what dreams might you feel have been crushed, or what dreams do you feel are impossible now? So just take a minute if there's anything that feels like that. And if you haven't already pressed *6, do that right now so you can feel comfortable. So the last two I'm not very excited about, dreams that you feel have been crushed or dreams that feel impossible for the moment. What I do want to say about them, about all of these categories that feel like things are waiting to happen or they're not yet there, is that if a dream is delayed or if a dream constantly seems to be having roadblocks happen, and you still continue to feel that dream in the pit of your stomach, knowing that it's right for you, knowing that you want that, there is a reason for that. And typically what the reason is that there's other experiences you're being asked to attain, other abilities you're being asked to attain before that dream can be fulfilled. And so especially if you are putting effort and energy in that direction and you know that you are. So what I'd like you to do is to underline, number two says, underline the dreams above that are still calling to you. Which of those dreams are still calling to you? For example, if someone says, it feels impossible now. Maybe somebody says, oh, I want to have another child, but I'm hitting menopause. That feels impossible now. Well, go in, and if you say, that's still calling to me to have another child, well, there's other ways to have another child. And so if that is still calling to you, underline it. If you're still feeling called to be a figure skater and you're 46, underline it anyway. All of the dreams that we have in some form, if they are really strong for us, there's something about it we are meant to do. And maybe you yourself might not be that figure skater, but you might be. One of my husband's favorite photographs is of a man who is water skiing, slaloming on a single ski. And it was in honor of his birthday. And it just happened to be his 101st birthday. 101 years old, and the guy is slalom skiing. And so when I hear people put limitations on things, that's what makes me really shudder, because I say, don't, please, let me hear you say that one more time, or I will have to point out to you all the people in the world that are doing what you say you want to do at an age that is far beyond your age. So don't say those words again. Anybody that knows me well knows that's going to be my response. I don't want to hear that it's impossible. Nothing is impossible. Not the woman who lifted the car off of her grandson. Not anything is limited by what we think is a limitation by age or physical ability. And certainly if it takes creativity and a mindset, well, all of that is much more movable and malleable than our physical bodies are. But if our physical bodies can do things that are well beyond the reach of what we thought was possible, then most definitely if all it takes is a change of attitude, of course it's there and possible for any of us. So I would like to move to number three. I haven't even asked you yet what your current dreams are, but here's what I want you to think about right now. At number three, it says, imagine that it is 10 years from today, and you have, these are three things, you have done the following. You have, at letter A, given yourself permission, is the word that needs to go in there. Permission. You have given yourself permission to be, and the word is, everything you can be. And the reason that statement is there is because you have been pigeonholed, I have been pigeonholed, most of us have been pigeonholed. When I wrote my first nonfiction book after having written four novels, my agent dumped me because she said it wasn't right that I would be changing into a different field, and that if I was writing fiction, I should stay with writing fiction and not move into writing nonfiction, which is what 30 Days to Happiness was. Nonfiction, self-help book, philosophical book. And thank goodness I was on Oprah with that book, because it certainly proved to her that I could actually do both. And for many people who are not in the writing field, you might say, but it's both writing books. What are they talking about? And I point to Leonardo da Vinci, who wrote books and painted paintings and designed helicopters in the era that he was born into, in medieval times. He did so many different things, and he combined them into some wonderful, wonderful things. So don't let anyone pigeonhole you. Yes, it's important to focus on one thing at a time and get to be as good at that as you can. And then sometimes opportunities start pouring in that are from another arena, but they actually work with that first arena. All of that is okay. It is good to focus on one area in the beginning and get as good at that as you possibly can, instead of trying to do several all at once. I have discovered that. But it doesn't mean that as you move successively through life, one step at a time, that you can't expand yourself to become everything you can be. Now, secondly, it says blank in yourself. And it says it's 10 years from today, and you have, the word is believed. Believed in yourself. And at letter C, it says taken the appropriate blank, taken the appropriate actions, because you can't just think about it. The emotions and the thoughts are there to stimulate the right action, not just any old action, but the right action, the appropriate actions. Taken the appropriate actions to follow your blank path, to follow your higher path. And then at letter A, it says, so now that you've done that, it's 10 years from now. It's 10 years from today. And you have given yourself permission to be everything you can be. You have believed in yourself. You've taken the appropriate actions to follow your higher path. How do you feel about yourself and your life? That's the big question. How do you feel about yourself and your life? That's not what are you doing, but how do you feel? And the next statement says, make up a fantasy about the blank of your last 10 years. Make up a fantasy about the successes of your last 10 years. And I do want you to take a couple of minutes right now. Make up a fantasy about the successes of your last 10 years. Jot down, I've done this and this and this, and write it in the past tense. You've done it. It's 10 years later. We need to let our imaginations run because we often live in a little tiny box and we look out of a peephole and we can only see what's in front of us. It's our imagination that takes us to the next level. It's our imagination that stretches us the next 100 feet and the next 100 feet. So when we come back and we look at what's right in front of us, it doesn't seem so big. It doesn't seem overwhelming at all because we have looked out beyond so far. We've seen, wow, I've stretched my vision. So now what I need to do tomorrow just doesn't seem very scary. It seems very doable. It seems very easy. It seems very handleable. Now, I want you to think about this next group of thoughts that are on this page on your handout. At letter B it says, now imagine the same 10-year period. 10 years, your next 10 years of your life. And imagine that, and I'm going to ask you to fill in the blanks again. Same blanks. Imagine that you did not give yourself permission to follow your dreams. You did not believe in yourself. You did not take the appropriate actions. How do you feel about yourself and about your life? We can take the same 10 years and choose not to believe in ourselves. The last question on this page says, which path is, and the word that needs to be filled in, is easier. Which path is easier to handle emotionally? Now you think about that. Yeah, it takes some work to step out there and do what we want to do. Yes, it takes some work to make things happen the way we want it to happen. But which is the heavier burden, taking those steps toward our joy or living in regret and pain because we did not do what we knew we needed to do? We didn't handle our time properly. We didn't handle our emotions properly. And all of that held us back. Time is that great leveler, meaning there is no one in this world that has more than 24 hours in a day. How do we choose to live the minutes and moments of our lives since we cannot get that time back? The most important pieces of our lives might be needing to be done now with our lives. How can you start living with more awareness of how you are spending the minutes and moments in your life? So let's look at page 2 of the handout right now, and I'm going to ask you some questions that are very important because I want you to create an image of your future, an image of what you do dream and what you do want, and all of those pieces that are so important to your life. But before we do, I just want to talk a little about your life's work. You, at a gut level, know what you need to be doing next and next and next, because your joy is telling you that. Your joy is guiding you in that direction. If you're doing something right now that doesn't feel very good to you, that doesn't feel like it's satisfying to you, it is probably your inner spirit, your soul, telling you that it's time to take the next step. It's not telling you that the thing you're doing is the wrong thing for you. It might be something that you needed to do along the way, but it's just time is up. You've done it long enough. You're ready to move on, and that's what needs to happen. Your life's work is indicated to you by how you feel. Your life's work is also indicated to you by your dreams and your fantasies about your ideal life. You might dream about, say, being out in nature, or sailing around the world, or spending your time in training for some kind of an activity or a sports activity. You might fantasize about sailing around the world. You might fantasize about writing a book or creating music or art or teaching a class or raising a family or seeing yourself in a group of people doing something in politics, or you might see yourself being in a very satisfying entrepreneurship where you are doing something and it that is just bringing you joy and money just flows and it's building up and building up and building up. It's just lovely. And you feel so relaxed and joyful when you think about that. Your soul is not limited by the identity that you see yourself as right now. Your soul sees the whole broad spectrum of what your future can bring to you, as well as who you are on a soul level, all that you know, all that you are. It sees that larger picture of who you are and knows what is possible for you to accomplish in this lifetime. It shows you your potential and your direction by giving you dreams of your ideal life. So don't discard or throw away your fantasies and just say, well, that's wishful thinking. Honor them as messages from the deepest part of your being. Honor them as messages about directions you could go in if you chose to put your energy and your intention in that direction. You know, your life's work may not yet exist as a job that you can find. It may be a job that you will create. You may not know what all can be entailed in a job that you could have. But it exists, you just don't know that it exists. When I was living in Los Angeles, and there was a time when I really was at my wits' end, I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing. I had signed a 12-month lease on an apartment in Redondo Beach, and I had signed that because I thought I had a job at Universal Studios. But 2 days after I signed the lease, I had dinner with a producer from the show that had hired me, and he then gave me the bad news that the pilot I had been supposed to be working on as a writer had been canceled. And then I thought, what in the world am I doing here? I have a house in Atlanta, and I'm not making all of my mortgage payment with the renter that's there, and I need to go back to Atlanta if I am not having a job here. But I thought, okay, first of all, I've made a commitment on this apartment, and second of all, I'm guided here for some reason. I felt guided. I know I'm supposed to be here. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I'm really, really, really frustrated. Well, the next morning, I went out on the beach, and it was about 6 o'clock in the morning, and I walked on the beach, and I was talking with my guidance that I speak with. And I said, what in the world am I supposed to be doing? And I heard back a little answer that, you never know, am I hearing it from my own head or am I hearing it from my gut or am I making this all up? I don't know and I don't care. Because what I heard back was, you know how to create your future. You know how to create an imaginary vision of what you want. So use your skill in creativity. Imagine what you want, even if you don't know what it's what you want. Even if you don't know exactly what the job is, you do know the parts of what you want. So as I was walking along this beach, I said, okay, well, of course I'd like to have a job where I'm making a nice amount of money, a really nice amount of money. And so that's one thing. Another thing is I want to be doing something that's creative writing. I want to have that joy of doing what I love and being fulfilled in it and receiving a nice amount of money. Now, that may or may not be possible. I don't know. I also said, no, I'm going to say something that's really just coming from the part of me that grew up in a small town in Minnesota. I don't want to drive in Los Angeles rush traffic every morning. In fact, I don't want to drive in Los Angeles rush traffic at all. Well, immediately I said, well, if you're not willing to drive in rush traffic, then you're probably not going to make a lot of money because you can't have those two things in the same job. And I thought, okay, I need to expand my thinking. Maybe there's a way I can do that and that. And it's my little self that's limiting what's possible. It's not my soul self. It's not my spirit self that knows what's possible. My little self is saying, oh, you can't have that and have that too. Oh, no. So I said, all right, I'm going to leave that image in my mind. I'm not driving in L.A. rush traffic. I'm sitting in my apartment at the beach. I'm looking out over the ocean. I'm having a wonderful time. And I am writing something great. And I added to my picture, I'm working with some wonderful creative people who really like me and I really like them. That's part of my picture. And I'm also picturing that I am in a position where everything I've done in the past is somehow coming to play here, and it's making me extremely valuable, so that I can have this job as long as I want it, and I'm going to hold that image in my head. But what I had to do was, I imagined that each of those things I was asking for was in a helium balloon, and the biggest difficulty for me was to hold all of those helium balloons together at the same time, because my little mind was saying, oh my gosh, how can I earn a lot of money and not be in traffic? And how can I earn a lot of money and really be doing something creative? Because usually if you're going to make a lot of money, you're a ghostwriter or somebody it's just really boring stuff. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to just be a grunt. I want to have fun. I want to actually create. I want to enjoy what I'm doing. Well, I imagined that I was seeing these balloons be released from my hand and sent to the universe, sent to God, saying, listen, God, you say we should ask. Ask and you shall receive. I am asking. And here's what I'm asking. And I released those balloons with one big breath. And I said, I know that I am asking and I'm not the one that always fulfills this. I can take some action steps, but I know that this is a co-creative activity. I do part of it, and God, the universe, does part of it. And so I let that go, and I had the biggest smile on my face. I just felt like, ah, okay, finally, I have asked, instead of saying, oh, this isn't possible, and that isn't possible, and that isn't possible. I just said, oh, wow, I'm letting it go. Here, I am asking. Well, I felt just light as air. I felt like I was released from all kinds of concerns, and I went about my day for the next couple of days freely, comfortably, and knowing that something wonderful was about to happen. I had no idea what. On the third day, I got a call from a woman I had met over lunch who was a contact that someone wanted me to meet. She was an agent. I met with her, and she said, you know, I have heard about I have, at the time that I met with her originally, we did not hit it off. And I was asking her to be my agent, and she said no. And I had already written a screenplay, and I'd already written many books, and she still said no. And I said, fine, okay. And it wasn't a match made in heaven anyway. Well, 3 days after I sent my imaginary balloons to the universe, she called me and she said, there's a new show that's coming up, and it's called Superior Court, and they're looking for writers that are also attorneys. I said, wow, that could be a match. That could be interesting. And I said, what should I do? She said, well, I'm just passing it on to you. Here's a telephone number, and call them if you want. So I called them. And they said, okay, well, we are interested in having you create two screenplays for us, two episodes. We'll send you the information, and you write it into the script, and we'll take a look at it. So I had to take the action steps of trusting and believing that I had to do this. And I thought, okay, I don't know, but I'm going to follow my instinct. This has been put in front of me. Sure, I did not have a lot of confidence. I started writing it, and I rewrote it. Finally got it submitted on time. They took a look at it, and a week later they called me and said, you're hired. I went through the roof with happiness. I thought, this is just incredible. And then I thought to ask the question, but when do I have to come to work and where do I go? And they said, well, just come to our offices on this particular day. We want to meet with you. I went to their offices. It was right in the building behind where all the hands and feet are in the pavement in North Hollywood, and all the stars had put their mark on the sidewalks. And I went into that building, talked with them, and they said, well, we definitely want to work with you. There's just one problem. We don't have office space for you. Could you possibly work out of your apartment? And I just laughed, and I said, well, of course. And they said, we'll have people that bring you materials twice a week. So I worked with them for the next 3 weeks, and I did one screenplay, one episodic script for them. But what my job was to just translate a story into a script. There wasn't a lot of creativity involved. And after I had done my third one, I was just kind of thinking about it. I said, you know, gosh, this isn't very creative. The story's already built. The characters are already built. All the flow of the whole thing is decided upon. And I'm just kind of filling in the blanks here. I'm just writing the dialogue. And this is not really very creative. Well, soon after that, maybe a couple of days after I remember thinking that, I went to a party at someone's house in Hollywood where they were having all the people meet each other, and we were having this nice little party when the head scriptwriter called me aside and she said, Leah, I'm sorry to have to let you know, but we're going to have to let you go. And I said, why? And she said, well, your writing is just wonderful, but we just had to bring in somebody who'd written for the show before, and they really wanted to work, and they need the work, and we feel like we owe it to him to let him back in. So I remember driving back home, and I'm talking to God, and I said, you know, I just really, really didn't want you to take that badly. I was happy enough. It wasn't like I didn't want the job. I know there's something better for me. I just know it. And, oh, I didn't know if I believed it or not at the time. Well, 2 weeks later, I had been looking for other work, and I'd been kind of sinking into a doldrum, but 2 weeks later, my phone rang. It was the same woman who had let me go, and she said, Leah, I really feel badly that we had to let you go a couple of weeks ago, but I do have a proposal for you. And I said, what's that? And she said, how would you like to come back on as one of the two head writers with me? And I said, what do you mean? She said, you'd be creating characters, you would be creating the whole story, you would be putting the storyline in place, and you're such a good writer, we'd like to ask you to do two of them a week, so you'd be making double what you were before. Now, that is a story of what happened to me by saying, I dare to ask for what I'm wanting. And I tell you that because I want you to take a moment to create an image of how you can see your future. It doesn't matter when it's supposed to be happening, whether it's supposed to be happening and be there by a year from now or 2 years from now or 3 years from now or even longer. But I want you to look at number four, and it says create an image. What kind of activities can you see yourself doing? What's in that helium balloon? What do you see yourself doing? What kind of people, what kind of people do you see yourself interacting with? What kind of pace do you see yourself working at? A fast pace? A quick pace? Is it on are you having fun doing something in rapid fire, or are you at a slower, leisurely pace? And what kind of time do you see yourself spending every week in money-making activities? And what kind of time do you see yourself every week in leisure activities that also might be part of your dream of what you want to do? And so in this instance, I want you to take just one of your dreams, but I think that you're seeing it as part and parcel of your life. And the last thing I'd like to add to this picture is, what does your environment look like in this dream, in this image? What is around you? Where are you? What kind of a place are you living in? And maybe you have a couple of optional places. Your images that are being fed to you are coming from your soul. It might even be coming from your guidance, if you believe in angels, if you believe in guidance. I do, and I think it's always working with us. And so thinking about that right now, you can take a longer time after we have completed this seminar to fill in more blanks. But what I'm telling you is, I had no idea what job could possibly do what I was asking. And because I had no idea, I needed to say, I want people that are pleasant to work with, and I don't want to drive in rush traffic, and I want to earn a lot of money, and I have no idea what this job is. Does such a job exist that would hire somebody who used to be an attorney? Does a job exist that could incorporate my ability to be a creative writer, a script writer, a novelist? I didn't have any idea, and I didn't know where to begin. So what I'm saying to you is, you don't need to know all the answers, but it is your job to create a beautiful image. It is your job to ask. Are we not told to ask? Yes, we are. We are powerful energy, and we are told to create a blueprint. That's up to us. We're not supposed to be just willy-nilly saying, whatever happens to me, it's okay with me. I do believe I have read, ask and you shall receive. And whether that's only in the New Testament, that is not true. It's in many other good books. It's in many other religions. It's in many other places. It says, you are the creator. You let your imagination create. So the next thing I'd like you to think about is something that's very interesting, and it's called your dreams symbol. That's at number 5, a symbol. And I want you to think about this as being a symbol of your life's work, and whether this is a representation of just this dream, or if it's a representation of your entire life, or if it's just a representation of your next step or not. Because to keep in mind this, you don't have to create your new life all at once. You don't have to totally change your life. You can do it gradually, one step at a time. What you're doing right now contains the seeds of your life's work, your life's activities, your life path. So what I would like you to do is think about an image. And if you are not in a mood or a mindset to do this right now while you're listening to this program, I'd like you to think about it in a quiet moment when you're alone later. And I'd like you to close your eyes and sit quietly and ask your soul or your higher self to show you a symbol of what represents your path of most light, your higher path, your life's work, or your dream of your most wonderful life. And after you've been quiet with that for a while, I want you to take whatever picture comes to mind and jot that down. And if another picture immediately comes to mind, jot that down or draw it. Drawing it or writing about it. It may not even make sense to you, because life, humanity, is undergoing a shift, and things that we don't even know about are coming to existence, even right now. New forms are needed to come into existence, to create life in this higher level that we're all moving toward. Old forms are going to change. Thousands of people will be changing jobs and launching new careers. And you're here right now to help build the new jobs and the structures that will support this new way of life, this new thinking. It's up to all of us to recognize the new opportunities and sense where the needs are and create the forms that will fill them. And as this new thinking emerges and spreads, you will be feeling a stronger and stronger urge to do work that empowers you and everybody else, and that challenges you to grow, and that offers you a chance to put your energy into a higher form maybe than you've ever thought of before. So just quite possibly this symbol of who and what your life work will be, or a symbol of who you will be on this higher path, in this higher work, doing this higher level activity. You may not understand what it is, or you may immediately understand what it is. Well, here's what I'd like you to do with this symbol. I'd like you to imagine that you're holding it in your hands. And picture the energy coming from your soul. Picture energy radiating from the core of you and going directly into your symbol, energizing it. And then I would like you to imagine that you are placing this symbol on top of a mountain, a beautiful mountain, and visualize a pathway leading from you to your symbol at the top of the mountain. See this pathway however you want to see it, whether it goes through beautiful woods with the sun shining through the branches, or whether the road is wide and curving, making it easy to get to the top. However you see this pathway, you're next then going to see yourself dancing joyfully up this path. Maybe you're going to see yourself skipping up this path or walking leisurely up this path with a big smile on your face, with your whole being focused on reaching the top of the mountain. You see yourself getting there. You're laughing. You're dancing. You're moving. It's easy. You keep going. You're light and free and twirling, and you're getting there. It's happening. It's beautiful. When you reach the top, seeing yourself reaching the top, congratulate yourself on your single-minded dedication to your purpose of making your life the way you want it to be next, or the way you want it to be ultimately. And congratulate yourself on how easily you reached your goals. You reached that goal easily. In your imagination, it happened easily. Let yourself feel the feelings that you'll have when everything in your life is working, when your environment is totally nurturing you, when your environment is totally alive for you and utilizing your highest potential. Take your symbol off the top of the mountain into your hands and bring it into your heart. And let it energize you. Let it fill you up with light. Let it radiate through you. Radiate through your emotions, through your soul, through your body, until every cell of you is aligned with your higher purpose. Until every cell of your body is convinced that this is the new you. This is the new life. This life ahead of you that you see is now becoming part of who you are now in this very instant. And then release that symbol into the universe. Say, I release it. I let it go. I trust. I feel it. I know that my good is coming to me. It is part of me. As you keep thinking about this symbol, you will draw to you new resilience, new dedication to your goal, new ideas of taking action, new things that you need to do for yourself. So I want you to return to this symbol in your mind again and again and again. And that will help you do what's on number 6 on page 2 of your handout, which is to get through or find a way around any perceived barriers. Number 6 is perceived barriers. Oh, our little minds can think of all of the endless perceived barriers that the universe, God, our souls, can overcome in an instant. How can that happen? Because you know people, and people are aware of other things. And that person who called me out of the blue that day was simply acting as a messenger for the universe when she said, there is a show called Superior Court, and they're looking for writers. Wow. What are the chances of that happening, particularly a call from a woman who did not even like me? And you think about, where are these hurdles going? Where are the means to overcome the hurdles going to come from? From everywhere. If you say, I want to live in a particular locale, and I can't figure out how to raise the money to live there, wow, amazing. A call could come, and they say, hey, someone's looking for a house sitter in Key West. Do you know anybody who might house sit in Key West that might be dependable? You say, whoa. Or someone says, hey, there's an opening at this particular clinic for someone who has the skills of doing this. Do you possibly know of anyone who has those skills? And you raise your hand and say, I do. I have all of those skills. It's amazing when we dare to ask and picture this perfect outcome. We allow the universe to send to us those things. But when all we see are the barriers and the blockages and the ways things haven't worked out, and we see the probabilities of it happening, and we look at the realities, we are looking at limitations. Let that symbol help you to understand that there are ways through a problem. There are ways around a problem. There are ways over a problem. There are ways that can happen that you just haven't been thinking about because you've been looking at the barriers instead of the possibilities. So what I'm saying to you now, and not everyone has had these thoughts, but I'm saying that most of us do look at the barriers before we look at anything else, because that's how we're taught. That's how we're taught in schools. But what I'm saying to you is get your higher training back into action, because your most natural state of being is imagining the possibilities. The thing that sets us apart from the animals, I believe, is our imagination to perceive a future that hasn't happened yet, to hold it firmly in our minds, in our hearts, in our emotions, and let it transform us into a new person. So now let's move on to number 7 and let it transform us with self-belief into a new person. What could you think about that would help you add to your belief in yourself, in your ability to make this happen? How could you train yourself to see yourself differently? What could you do in your mind's eye? Well, one thing you can do is imagine yourself taking the steps that you are being told are the next steps, or taking the steps you perceive you need to take one at a time, but imagining yourself doing it in advance and doing it easily, like dancing to the top of the mountain. How can you see yourself calling someone easily and comfortably? How can you see yourself stepping up to the plate and seeing yourself taking the action step to go out and talk with people comfortably and easily? How can you see yourself using your imagination in a way that prepares you to become a new person? Simply by using your imagination repeatedly over and over and over again, seeing yourself doing it. That is how you build your self-belief. You also might take your goals apart into a beginning picture, an intermediate picture, and an advanced picture. But let me tell you one thing. The universe loves for you to see the advanced picture first, because we get too hung up on the how am I going to get that done? How in the world is that going to happen? But at number 8, it says goals, beginning, intermediate, and advanced. If you want to take it apart and say, okay, this is the beginning goal I have. Okay, the first thing I need to do is create a resume. I see myself creating the resume. I see my self-image saying, okay, I can put this together and feel really good about it, feel really good about myself. I can get an image going in my gut so that I feel good about myself and I can do the writing it's going to take to do this resume. Okay, that might be one beginning point, one beginning goal where you see yourself with a finished, complete, beautiful resume in hand on your computer, ready to send by email. Yay, that is done. Okay, that's one. And then you see yourself with an intermediate goal where maybe you are getting it started, you're interviewing, you're getting the job you want, and things are starting, and things are moving forward, and things are happening the way you want it to happen, and that looks really good. And then your advanced image would be seeing yourself having it roll, seeing it move exactly like you'd like to see the complete picture that you wrote up above or that you have thought of, the activities, the time, the pace, the people, the environment, seeing that advanced goal happen, that all is well, that the living space is in perfect condition, that the income is rolling in, that the activities you're doing are near and dear to your heart and bringing you joy, and you are feeling fulfilled, and your self-image is blossoming because of it. What a glorious, glorious thing. And then at number 9 on this sheet, the action steps. Everything takes action, but it needs the right action. And sometimes we put the wrong action steps first. Sometimes we might be saying, I need to spend, let's see, the first month cleaning out my closet before I can do some art or before I can write a resume or before I can take a step to go out and interview or before I can do some people connecting and saying, hey, is there anybody who's hiring for this or anybody looking for a house sitter or anybody, if you want a vacation somewhere in the world that you say, how in the world could I get to go there? You can meet people online. There are so many ways the universe and goals and ideas have opened up with the advent of the internet. Your goal, your life can come to you so much faster than you know. We know millions of people are on Facebook and millions of people are on LinkedIn and millions of people are on every kind of social networking today. And that is all, I believe, for the purpose of helping more dreams come true faster. Of course, you have to be smart and you need to do double checking and you need to have backups and you need to have a way of actually finding out better information than just what someone's telling you. But I do believe that there is a goodness to all of this, that it can answer our dreams so much faster. At number 10, the last point on this handout, it says your driver affirmations. And what I want you to do is to say a statement to yourself. Write a couple of affirmations. One is about you, because you are the driver. You are in the driver's seat. Nothing happens in your life until you happen. So you need to create a fabulous, wonderful, glorious affirmation about you that comes straight from your self-love and your imagination. You have to think about yourself as if you are a guardian angel watching over you. And your guardian angel says, tell yourself, I can create my ideal reality in a very short period of time. I deserve it now. That is a driver affirmation. because we need to keep ourselves motivated. We need to keep ourselves full of power. We need to keep ourselves filled up with joy. And so we need to love ourselves into that. We have to learn to love and accept ourselves for who we are right now and love the things we've already created. We don't need to be perfect before we do our life's work. We don't need to have everything in order before we are opening the next door of our life. We don't need to think about having the step-by-step-by-step plan as we see it. God or the universe might have another idea for us that makes it possible to happen more quickly. And as you love and accept who you are right now, you make it possible to move yourself in new directions. You've been doing the best you know how, but I want you to start appreciating yourself for who you are rather than thinking about who you wish you were. This will help you move yourself forward more easily, to wrap yourself in a cloak of pink love, in a cloak of green healing love. If there's anything you've been criticizing yourself for lately, I want you to stop it. If you can, even for one day, every time you think of this thing you see, you thank yourself for all the good things you're doing. Instead of criticizing yourself, you appreciate all the good things you've done in your life, and you appreciate yourself. You lower your energy to move forward into your future whenever you criticize yourself. So have a driver affirmation that might say, I deserve to have the lovely and beautiful life I want for myself right now. I love my new life into being. I love my new self into being. And I love and appreciate myself right here and now, who I am right here and right now. No questions asked. No criticism. I am wonderful. I am worthy of total love. And then you make another affirmation about your goal, and you say, I love my new life into being. I move myself single-mindedly and diligently and joyfully toward my goal. That's one affirmation. Another affirmation might be, it's easy for me to keep moving each and every day toward my goal, and I dance to it joyfully. Or I dance to my goal joyfully each and every day. It's easy. But we have to motivate ourselves to keep moving, keep doing a step at a time, a day at a time. Every single thing you do contributes to helping you become more prepared to receive from the universe. You do something, then the universe sends you a gift. You do something else, then the universe sends you two gifts. You do three more things, the universe sends you another gift. It's never just a tit for tat. It's never just an equals, equals, equals. But you have to keep doing so that you keep moving your mindset, your self-image into a new place. Then more and more can come. Then more and more can be with you. Now, what I'd like to do is open up this program for question and answer. And you can do that by pressing *6. And you can make a comment. You can ask a question. And I really want to highly suggest that you listen to this again and again, because there's so much information here. And there's so much you need to hear again. It's good for the soul. It's good for the body. It's good for the self-esteem. So just press *6.
Hi.
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 Any thoughts, any comments?
Yeah, it was great. I got lots of unexpected ones where I went beyond myself for another different one. That was good.
Excellent. I'm thrilled. Mm-hmm. Anything that needs clarifying?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Back to what we do kind of like to sabotage ourselves. I guess it was B, 3B.
Under 3B, is that what you just said?
Yes.
Under 3B, it actually says, now imagine the same 10-year period.
Right.
Imagine you did not give yourself. Okay, it says how
permission.
Yes, you did not give yourself permission to follow your dreams. You did not believe in yourself, and you didn't take appropriate actions. How
okay.
do you feel about that?
Okay.
Were you asking me to kind of repeat that, or
yes,
to
I was.
Clarify?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
I wanted to see how it kind of turned around from the beginning as to giving yourself permission to be anything you can, and then how you have taken it away, and then how you feel once you've limited yourself.
Yes. And how does that feel?
Sad.
Sad?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yes. Does it, what else? What else could it feel to someone if they realized, I had a chunk of 10 years, and I'm looking back at it from 10 years from now and thinking, geez, yeah, I had a big vision, but I could have done it in 10 years. Does that feel like a gut punch? That's how it feels to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a great big ball of regret.
Mm-hmm.
Because who or what is holding us back from taking risks and doing something new? Only our self-perception of what we think is possible for us and what we think of ourselves. And if you thought, gosh, I had it open to me to think anything I want to think about myself, but I didn't take that challenge. Wow, I could have had any flavor of ice cream. But I acted like pistachio and strawberry and raspberry cream were not available. I acted like it was chocolate or vanilla. You think about that and realize from this vantage point that we stand at right now, and I don't want you to look to the past at all. Please do not do that. But think from this point forward, what if you thought a different way about yourself? What if you carried yourself a different way? What if you saw yourself a different way? What if you made a different story about yourself and said, I am this, I am an artist, I am a business person, I am a self-starter, I am a well-organized person, I am a fast starter, I am a person who moves quickly when I decide what I want. A big new self-definition, instead of saying this is who I am, you say this is who I am becoming, this is what I am now, from here on out, this is who I am. And you then say, wow, look at what I can do with that new information, with that new self-image. Holy cow, what does that project me forward into doing? How does that free me? You think about Donald Trump losing billions of dollars and how when he was walking along the street and a girlfriend said, oh, look at that bum, he's asking for money, that poor guy, and Trump turned to her and said, that guy right now has about $2 billion more than I do because I'm $2 billion in the hole. You
Dang.
Think about that. And you think, wow. Wow, the perception he had, he realized where he was, but he also had the self-perception that he was going to get himself out of that hole. Isn't that fabulous? And so I just recommend highly that the starting point for all change begins with self-perception and remembering that your self-perception can be anything you choose. You can have a triple scoop, and one of them is pistachio, and one of them is caramel cream, and one of them is licorice ice. You combine it the way you want to. Don't stick yourself with a self-image that you've stuck yourself with before. Create it. Who do you want to be when you grow up next? This life is a series of adventures, and the only thing holding you back is your self-image that leads to the actions you take, because from your self-image, you can learn anything you need to learn. You can do anything you need to. You can take the steps, and then, strangely enough, wonderful opportunities also come free of charge from God slash the universe. God, the universe, can make the most amazing things happen. And if you see yourself as a person that amazing things happen to, those things will happen, and they will help you glide faster forward. You don't need to think, how long is this going to take? Don't do that. Just move forward smoothly. Any other thoughts or questions? We've run a little bit over time. I didn't want to do that for your sake. Any thoughts or questions? I won't call out names. I know you're there.
No, that's great. And the thing that she asked about, to clarify, that was the powerful one for me too, the thinking of the last 10 years and where, you know, where the next 10 years starting now. And that's just such a wake-up call. And also for people that are starting with nothing and going through trauma of loss is was my other focus in how to help them. And that's what all this could really help too.
Yes. Every time we start a new adventure, we're all in kindergarten again. And somebody who's been laid off of a job who says, gosh, I need to create a business, that person's in kindergarten again. And it should be joyful if the thing that people are choosing to go after, saying, I've always wanted to do da-da-da, I've always wanted to do that business, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur, I've always wanted to do that, now is my opportunity to do it. Well, everybody is starting from ground zero at some point in time. And many, many people are not starting from ground zero by any stretch of the imagination, because everything you've ever done contributes to that new image of where you want to go. So it's amazing what comes into play that makes you more valuable in what you do. And you don't even realize it because you take it for granted. It's part of you now. You've done it. And it's amazing how all of that is going to contribute to the most wonderful openings into having things move more quickly with a better feeling than ever before and making these goals happen. Life is an adventure. It just is one adventure to the next, to the next. So for all of us, we are students. We turn around, we teach, we are students again, we turn around and teach, and that's the flow of life. Well, it's been lovely having you here. Thank you so much for being here on this program, Follow Your Dreams, and I really heartily recommend that you listen to parts of this again and again, and you can skip through it. It will be on the website. And it will be available, so you can go through it quickly. You can have just parts you know you want to listen to, but it will definitely be an additional source of empowerment and hopefully inspiration. We all need it. We all need it daily. So thank you so much. Here's a big group hug. And
thank you.
I will. You're welcome, and I will talk with you all soon.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.